You're listening to Rhema for Today.
So then I heard these words, consider him. Hallelujah. See, God just don't tell you not to do something. He tells you what to do. Well, I knew again that this is in the Word. Consider him. The Bible said in Hebrews 3:1, consider him who is the apostle and the high priest of our profession, our confession, Christ Jesus. So at first I had the word that said, consider not. And I was considering not. But I wasn't considering him.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, recognizing roadblocks to healing. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I remember a number of years ago, my own personal experience, just before bedtime, I was troubled with physical symptoms of alarming proportions. And so I just simply knelt by my bedside to pray and to claim and appropriate God's promises of healing. Then I got into bed, but those symptoms got worse. Well, I continued to praise God for healing and finally managed to fall off to sleep. And almost immediately, you know, just dozed off, and almost immediately I was awakened with those symptoms. And finally I said, Lord, I just don't know how much longer I can take this. You know, you can only suffer sometimes pain and certain things so long, you know. Well, I continued to praise God and dozed off to sleep again, wakened almost immediately the third time with serious symptoms. Then I heard in my spirit these words. We need to realize that God will speak to us by His Holy Spirit, and that His Spirit dwells in us. I heard these words, consider not. Consider not. Then the scripture was given to me in the 4th chapter of Romans concerning Abraham, where the Word of God said, you know, that Abraham, before him whom he believed, even God who calleth those things which be not, as though they were. Immediately I began to rejoice because I knew the word. See, I knew the word said that Abraham considered not his own body now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. The scripture said there in Romans 4, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, believing that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. I knew that Abraham had God's promise that Isaac would be born. In fact, God didn't say he was going to do it. God said, I have made thee. I have made thee the father of many nations. And so you see, he sees, God, you know, sees the future better than we can know the past. Hallelujah. And he said, I have made thee. He speaks as though it's already done. Because in the sight of God, it is done. Praise the Lord. Abraham's physical senses told him that it was impossible for him to father a child at his age, being about 100 years old, and Sarah 90 years old. Yet it said he considered not. He considered not his own body. Now, you see, my struggle was with appropriating healing, physical healing, in my body as alarming symptoms persisted. But I didn't pay any attention to my body. I got to the place I didn't pay any attention to my body. I rejoiced in the promise of God. Symptoms and pains persisted. However, I finally said, Lord, I'm not considering my body. I'm just praising you. Hallelujah. Now then, as I praised God, I fell off to sleep the fourth time. And then was awakened almost immediately with alarming symptoms. And I heard in my spirit, see, I'd heard the words, consider not. And then I immediately in my mind went to the fourth chapter of Romans, because I know it said that Abraham considered not his own body. So then I heard these words, consider him. Hallelujah. See, God just don't tell you not to do something. He tells you what to do. Well, I knew again that this is in the Word. Consider him. The Bible said in Hebrews 3:1, consider him who is the apostle and the high priest of our profession, our confession, Christ Jesus. So at first I had the word that said, consider not. And I was considering not. But I wasn't considering him. Some think, you know, if I can just close my eyes, the problem will go away. If I can just not consider these problems, whether physical symptoms or perplexing problems, they'll just go away. But at the same time that the Bible tells you not to consider these things that are against you, it also tells you what to consider. Consider him. And when I began to consider him, consider Jesus, what does that mean? Well, I began to consider what the Word said about him. Remember, Wigglesworth said he's everything the Word says he is. I began to consider Matthew 8:17, himself, Jesus. How could you consider him without considering Matthew 8:17? Himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. I began to consider Isaiah 53:4. As it read in Dr. Isaac Lesser's translation, the literal Hebrew translation. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases, yet we did esteem him stricken of God and afflicted. You notice he said, let them, my words, not depart from before thine eyes. I began to look back and see God lay my sickness and my pains on him. You know, soon I fell into a deep sleep as I began to consider that and rested well. I wakened the next morning and all symptoms were gone. I believe that God's word will work for every one of us if we'll do what the word says do. Amen. Now, many would agree that God is interested in our spiritual life and our health. But I'm so glad that this scripture not only said that is, it reveals to us that he is interested in our spiritual life and our health, but it says, my words are life unto those that find them. And health, my words are health to all their flesh. The margin says medicine. You see, God is interested in our physical health as well as our spiritual health. But he's not only interested in it, thank God he tells us exactly how to get there. He's made provision for us. Well, man still continues the age-old search for remedies to bring health. Millions are spent every year. You ever stop to think about how many millions are spent? Many have dedicated their lives to find the cure for certain diseases that take their toll upon humanity. I was thinking about, and we're not opposed to that. Don't misunderstand me at all. I'm just making an observation here. I was thinking about a couple of years ago, and I was watching about Labor Day, you know, Jerry Lewis telethon, raising money for research and so on, certain areas. And he had some individuals on there that had a certain condition. Oh, I've forgotten how you pronounce it. But it's not EMS, but it's very similar. Myasthenia gravis. So they had taken these individuals, a doctor there in San Francisco, you see, in the experiment, and removed all of their blood and put in some more blood. And some of them, it showed pictures of them when they were... you know, they were bedfast. One lady particularly, you know, she couldn't, you can't feed yourself. You can't, it'll work a whole lot like muscular MS, you know, and so on. But now then she's up and around. They don't know how long it'll last. Now, as he had that, you see, and several millions were designated in this area. They need millions more to follow up on their experimenting, and that's all right. I'm not opposed to that. Don't misunderstand me at all. I'm using it as an illustration. But I thought about, here were three people they had, and I thought to myself, I can take you to five people that had the same thing, one of them just as bad off as any as they had there, and all five of them are well today by teaching them the Word of God and ministering to them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled, How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you're interested in going to Rhema Bible College, you can go right now to rbtc.org/ and apply. Yes. You can apply for the fall enrollment of September the 3rd, I think, when it starts, 2024. Mm-hmm. Or you can also apply for the spring, January of 2025. Just go there. All the information is there for you.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.